Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Danny V, Steve Miggs. I'm sure you guys are very aware of this, that my 5-year wedding anniversary is coming up in February of this next year.
Danny and I have been saving.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It's the cardboard anniversary, right? Because that's about as much money as we got for you.
Well, I'll tell you the anniversary that I was planning.
Okay.
Our anniversary weekend is the same weekend that Ghost is coming to Climate Pledge Arena.
Okay.
So I dropped this information into Brad's lap. I'm like, I have the best idea. We can celebrate our anniversary going to Ghost. And clearly we are on very different pages about what is a fun, romantic anniversary experience.
What does he want to do?
He was like, I was thinking we could go out of town. Maybe go up to Vancouver, BC. Maybe do like a fun weekend getaway. And all I want to do is watch the band Ghost.
Well, I got a feeling that they're probably playing Vancouver either the night before or the night after. So I think you could put two and two together, have that weekend getaway, and also go see Ghost.
We probably could. Are you big like romance people? Do you plan big anniversary things?
Well, I don't, but I mean, I don't think my No.
Is she the one that would plan
it? No. No, neither one of us really. Sometimes there have been anniversaries that we've both forgotten like middle of the day where one of us will text the other and be like, crap, today's our anniversary, which is just kind of silly, but that's just how it is. Although, this is a big one this year.
What's this one?
The big 1-5.
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Take her to the band Ghost?
It wasn't until this moment that I didn't think about this, but you're right. Like, the 15th anniversary is kind of a big deal.
Is that this year?
Yes.
Like, December?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to get her something ivory.
Is that what it is?
That's what ivory is, the 15-year anniversary.
I'll take it to the zoo. We'll look at elephants. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Nailed it.
I don't think they have elephants anymore, but...
All right, fair. We'll watch Dumbo on demand.
I'm also cracking up that the vegans would be exchanging ivory for their wedding anniversary.
I like how we're referred to as the vegans. She's more vegan than I am.
Well, happy anniversary to you.
I'll take her to a nice steak dinner.
There you go.
We'll go to Vista Prime Steak and Seafood.
She'll love it.
That would be amazing. I still can't believe it. I'm so glad we got married on like a very easy year to add. 2010.
Oh, that's genius.
Right?
Oh, you nailed it. Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I'm checking the Shein app to see if I can find anything that's made out of ivory for a gift.
Wait a minute.
What?
breaking news. I accidentally typed 14th year. That's Ivory.
Oh,
oh well, I'm a year behind. What's the 15th year? What is wrong with your fingers?
I don't know. Crystal.
Ah, Crystal. Shoot. Oh, you almost said a swear.
She has a friend named Crystal. I'll invite her over.
Wow, this got really fun really fast.
And then we'll go see Ghost.
Yes!
It'll be a great time.
The anniversary of Sid's dreams.
And Brad's.
Oh, God.
Hey, the D&D is brought to you by Palace Law. Happy National Chewing Gum Day. Are you a big gum chewer?
I like to carry around some Trident, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trident's up,
Trident's
baby.
Trident's up.
Danny, you a gum chewer?
Not. You know, actually, I was until my braces. And then I had braces for 2 years. And now every time somebody offers me gum, even though they're off, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You're like PTSD.
Yeah. My wife loves gum. I'll get her gum for our anniversary.
She's going to be so happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not much of a gum chewer. I'm more of a Tic Tac kind of guy.
Oh, I do like a Tic Tac.
I have a massive Tic Tac addiction, though, right now. I will go through an entire thing of Tic Tacs in like a day.
Do you get the big ones or just the standard?
That's a personal question. I'll tell you off the air. I get the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Seattle Mariners. I mentioned Trident's up. This weekend, of course, is going to be the playoffs that are going to be going on. But, you know, the Mariners aren't playing in the first round, but they want to make sure that they stay sharp. So I love that they're doing this. They're hosting 2 6-inning postseason scrimmages happening over at T-Mobile Park where you can watch the players pretty much just practice.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a cool setup, and it's only $10 to go. Games are set for tomorrow. And then also Thursday. Tomorrow's game is at 2 p.m. Thursday's game is at 5 p.m. It'll only cost you $10 to go to. And I went online. I don't know why. I'm like, oh, these things are probably already sold out. But, of course, it's a scrimmage game. They're not sold out. But if you want to go, there's tickets still available.
That's super fun.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then, of course, they're going to be playing their first game October 4th, taking on the winner of either the Cleveland-Detroit series.
Well, speaking of this weekend, it's going to be jam-packed in Seattle because there's a lot of sports happening. First of all, the Mariners are going to be kicking off the ADLS with games 1 and 2 at T-Mobile Park on October 4th and 5th. The Sounders are hosting their rival Portland Timbers at Lumen Field on Saturday night. And then the Seahawks have the Bucks at home on Sunday afternoon at the same venue. So they're saying plan ahead, use the light rail, get on a bus. Heavy traffic is to be expected, obviously, and parking is going to be a nightmare, so good luck.
And I still don't know what time the playoff games are happening for the Mariners, because that could impact everything.
Absolutely.
You know, I would imagine the Sounders are hoping that they're playing. One of the games could be 10 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the earliest game for the playoffs that day is at 1 p.m. I hope that we don't get the 10 a.m. game. That's crazy.
What would be your ideal time then? Like a 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Day game.
To be honest with you, I don't care. I'm just happy that the Mariners are in the playoffs. But I imagine the Sounders would like them to have as much distance between the two. And then also the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
They probably also want as much distance between the two as well. Hey, speaking of football, last night, I don't know if any of you were watching Monday Night Football. One of the games was pretty good, at least.
Yes.
I mean, the Broncos game was just a beatdown. The Broncos beat the Bengals 28-3. But then the Dolphins, they beat the Jets 27-21.
Which was pretty exciting because both those teams went into that game with no wins.
I was about to say, both of those teams suck. And in the battle of who sucks less, looks like the Dolphins.
More importantly, we won our first fantasy football game.
What?
5.08 points.
That's right. Thank you, Coach Danny.
Yeah. Holy smoke. Who did we beat?
Eric Powers.
Ah, that's right. Powers to nothing. Let's go. Let's be the arrogant. Let's put it in a group email, a big email to the company.
Reply all.
Yes. As far as weather hitting the high of 67 degrees and clear. No, let's not be those people. The D&D is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
The other day I shared how my husband ran into my dad at an establishment that really did surprise me.
Strip club.
So where was that? And am I the reason to blame?
If it was a strip club, yes.
We're going to tell you at 620.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just the other day, I was sharing that my husband ran into my father at a very unlikely place.
Which quite possibly be my favorite story you've ever shared with us.
Honey, I know you had to do a little bit of running around today. You had to go get the lawnmower from the repair shop.
Yeah.
I know you also had to hit a store earlier today, and you ran in. Who'd you run into at the store today?
Your dad?
I would pay good money to be there when this meetup happened.
And what store was it that you and my dad were both shopping at simultaneously?
Do you want it by name or do you want it by what they do?
Give the name. Give some love.
It's called The Vault.
What happens at The Vault?
Can't tell you. It's in The Vault.
Yo, nobody talks about The Vault.
Right. It's like Fight Club.
People's... troubles are lessened. People's burden is lightened.
Would like the appropriate song to sing be like, "Don't worry about a thing."
Yeah.
It was a weed store.
How would you react if you ran into your dad at a weed store?
I'd be like, "What's your stash, bro?"
Oh gosh.
That's where I found your dad.
You ran into my father, the national treasure, your father-in-law at the weed store.
Apparently he has to put up with you too.
Oh, wow.
I love that giggle.
Oh, very I was like, telling. You're in trouble, sir.
It's very telling.
Did you want to get laid tonight? Was that part of the plan? Do you guys buy like the same things? Do you coordinate purchases? Like, what are you getting?
What a man does in a store by himself with his own money is his own business. That's not none of my business.
I'm not going to dine out my dad.
At this point, he already has. You might as well find out if he's got like some vape pens or just some leaves. God.
Did he get some pre-rolls?
I told you, I didn't look in his bag.
Gummies?
They were 3 or 4 items. So, yeah, I'm sure it must have been a good haul.
How many items did you get?
Probably just a couple days worth.
A couple days worth?
Yeah.
You're always complaining that you don't know how much money we have. How much money do you spend at the weed store for a couple days worth?
It's going up by the day.
And I don't think that's because the weed prices are going up.
Those places are still very overwhelming to me. Every time I walk in there, I feel like I'm breaking the law, and I'd have no idea what any of it is. And if they told me to buy something, I would just assume that was the right thing. I have no idea what goes on.
There are a few times I've walked in, and I get nervous.
Like,
you're on to me. I'm like, yeah, of course they're on to me. I'm here to get weed.
Well, that wild encounter at the weed store led us to getting this voice message.
I'm still laughing about that story you shared earlier this morning about Brad running into... Tyrant's father at the pot shop. Do they now smoke weed together?
Oh, that's a good question.
I actually
do you think
don't
they've ever
they
toked up together?
I don't know.
Oh, I bet they have.
I hope not.
You have a girls' night out this weekend. I bet they get together and they just rip bong hits together and listen to Pink Floyd.
Box.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I actually have a crazier story, and this happened about 15 years ago when my friends and I, we went to Rick's.
Rick's is a gentleman's club for those playing at home.
And when I was there, I look across the room, and who do I see? My father-in-law. Oh. I'm telling you all, time stood still when this happened. He definitely saw me, and it was f***ing awkward.
What would you rather, run into your dad at a pot shop or a strip club?
Pot shop, 100%.
I really didn't expect to get a different answer.
I looked at my buds and said, we gotta go. And we left. We drove up the street to the VOO.
The VOO is also a gentleman's club right by, not that I know, but...
And the next time I saw him, we had a family dinner together, and as I was leaving, he shook my hand firmly, looked me in the eyes, and said, thanks for being a good dude. We haven't talked about it since, and I'm pretty sure we never will.
No, leave that in the vault.
That handshake was very telling. It's like, I know and you know, let's just keep it this way.
I love it.
Please.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Now we want to hear from you. When did you catch a relative doing something unexpected? Call 206-803-ROCK.
Was it a pot shop? Was it a strip club?
Or maybe when were you caught by a relative doing something unexpected? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Led Zeppelin. When did you catch a relative doing something unexpected? Or when were you caught by a relative doing something unexpected? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Jay from Puyallup, when did you catch a relative doing something unexpected?
Well, it actually wasn't me, but it was my mom. So my ex-father-in-law found out that my mom was a stripper and had been like my whole growing up. And he went to her strip club to go see her and figured that if he stayed off in the distance in the dark, that he wouldn't be seen. And she saw him, came up to him and, you know, confronted him. And she said it was very awkward. And when he found out, he kind of just figured out that I knew. He just told me that, you know, if I know that he knows that, you know, I'd be my best just not to say anything at all. So it was kind of threatening, but not very threatening.
I have a lot of questions. I'm so confused. Yeah. So wait, were they together when she was a stripper?
No. It was my ex-wife's father.
Oh!
So my ex-father-in-law, yeah. So he found out that, you know, his daughter's new husband's mom is a stripper and then went to go see her thinking that, you know, she wouldn't see him. It was, yeah, very awkward.
So strange. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if I knew, like, someone's within the family, I wouldn't be like, well, I need to see this for myself.
That's what he thought. Yeah, he was just so clear that he did not want anybody to know. He didn't want his daughter to know. And, of course, he didn't want his wife to know. But it was just the oddest thing. He was just kind of held that over me, but he just, you know, I mean, we got along great, but he was just making sure that I knew that, you know, like, I don't want to say anything else. He's going to make my life, you know, hell.
Bro code.
Was he hoping to get a lap dance or did, I mean.
I think he was just trying to scope her out, which is kind of creepy because it always bothered me that she was a stripper for one, because, you know, as we got older, like out of high school, my friends found out, man, I never heard the end of it. So.
I was going to say, okay, so yeah, like, so your mom was dancing when you were in high school age?
Oh, and I was like, that's all I could remember. I mean, all the way up until I was in my 20s when she finally stopped. So yeah, I'd been, and I'm, you know, 48 now, so she'd stripped for probably well over 20 years.
Wow.
20 years.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, how did their friends find out because one of their dad went to the club and found, like, how did they find out?
Them coming over to hang out at the house when we were younger and, you know, like sleeping over on the weekends and my mom and her friends would be there and they kind of figured it out.
Wait, so she'd bring home
questions.
Jade, she'd bring home her stripper friends?
She did. And you know what's odd is who she married, which is the guy that adopted me as an adult, which is who I call my dad. He was a DJ, and that's how they met, working at a place down in Lakewood. So both of my parents at one point were both in the business.
That you could write
remarkable.
A book. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Wow, I'm blown away. That is a great story, Jay.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for sharing.
You, Jay. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
I mean, the math is still not just like making sense in my head. I'm like, bah, ha, ha, ha.
I know. I needed one of those, you know, like when you see like those detective crime shows where they have like a wall with the string connecting everything.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a second, how is this even making sense? And then your friends find out.
I mean, the fact that mom's bringing over, you know, hot stripper friends is pretty cool.
That part. I mean, yeah, you want to make fun of me all you want. My mom's bringing home her stripper friends.
Yeah, your mom's friends are ugly.
Now all of a sudden, everybody wants to come over and hang out with Jay. That's insane, man.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to take down the great Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 307 wins, 98 losses, and 86 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.